Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, I always enjoy talking with you, talking with all you guys all across Montana, taking your phone calls, mixing it up on the various topics of the day. But it was so fun Friday morning to just kick back and just listen. Just kick back and enjoy talk radio. I mean, it's fun doing a talk radio show, but as a result of doing a talk radio show, it's not that often that I get a kick back and just enjoy listening to talk radio as often as I would like. Yeah, I catch the programs later in the day, but it was so fun. Friday morning, I took the day off, and big thanks to David Noble for covering down. Always does a great job on the show. But I took Friday morning off because I was out volunteering for an incredible organization. For those of you who know the history, the first Special Service Force trained here in Montana. It was a joint U.S.-Canadian force. The first Special Service Force trained at Fort Harrison back during World War II. They became known as the Devil's Brigade because, you know, the Germans were deathly afraid of these guys. The Nazis were deathly afraid of these of this joint U.S.-Canadian force. But if you talk with special operations personnel, we've had Green Berets on this show, Navy SEALs on this show, they will trace their lineage back to the Devil's Brigade and to the first Special Service Force. And so anyway, as an associate member of the Devil's Brigade chapter of the Special Forces Association here in Montana, I was out just volunteering, helping out. I got to say big thank you, big shout out to retired Colonel Tim Small. He's a retired Green Beret, Fulbert Colonel, and he put on this, helped plan this whole respite for these active duty Green Berets, and more importantly, their families. And so we got them out on the water over the weekend, and he planned up a whole bunch of other great events. And it was just so cool. Friday morning, I'm driving out to the lake, and I was listening in as Congressman Ryan Zinke was on the show, taking your phone calls, and listening in as Governor Greg Gianforte was on the show, taking your phone calls. And it was just so fun to listen to. David had his great insight and comments, and the callers, it was like boom, 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 caller, reaction. So it was fun to listen to. I think my favorite line, I was just about to drop in to the Oka Bay Marina there at Yellowtail Dam and the Bighorn Canyon. I was just about to drop down, and that's when Right On John told Governor Greg Gianforte, "Hey, Governor, what do you think about this? What if we had a shooting competition between you and your Democrat opponent, this gun grabber Ryan Bussey guy?" And I loved Greg's response. He said, "Well, you know what? I can tell you one thing. I shoot a lot straighter than that guy does." Anyway, what a great response firing right back from Governor Greg Gianforte. But great time listening to the show. Big thanks to our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They donated a pontoon boat, beautiful pontoon boat and crew, to get a bunch of the families out there, the military families on the water. And then my friend Matt McDonald brought out his Montana Wake Company surf boat as well. And I know the families and the soldiers that were taken care of are greatly appreciative as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a big lineup for you here this morning on Montana Talks. You know, it's rare that we will practically book out this show with guests because, you know, oftentimes we just like to leave the phone lines open and hear what you want to talk about throughout the morning, and then cover, of course, the big news throughout that time as well. But we got a great lineup for you here. The DNC, the Democrat National Convention, officially is underway starting today, although their Hamas terrorist supporting protesters are already on the scene. They've already been boarding up the windows of local businesses because they know that if the DNC is coming to town, so is more crime, and so are more criminals, which is saying something given the crime that is already being allowed to run rampant in the blue city of Chicago. But anyway, we've got Ashley Smith-Thomas joining us here in just a few minutes. And then Kash Patel was chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense, serving in the Trump administration. He's got incredible background. He wants to weigh in on the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. So he'll be joining us later in the hour as well. Plus, we had Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in the House in Billings, Montana, Friday night. What a week. Man, we had a Trump rally a week ago Friday in Bozeman. I was there for that. Then I got to MC Jim Jordan at the rally in Kalispell. Then we had House Majority Leader Steve Scalise in Bozeman, and then Ryan Zinke also bringing Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to Billings on Friday. I've got the audio of his full remarks, thanks to Jackie Coffin at Yellowstone Public Radio. I want to get to for you here this morning. Actually, let me get into that. I was going to do a kind of a random news update for you here, but let me just jump, since the time quickly goes by here, let me jump into a little bit about what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson had to say, and then I'll play more of the audio later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. But we have all this attention, as we should, focused on the important U.S. Senate race here in Montana. But what about the numbers when it comes to the House of Representatives? Look, if you guys have been listening to this show, you know it. The Eastern Montana Congressional District shouldn't be taken for granted, and I don't think will be taken for granted. However, that is a very safe Republican district. The Democrats gerrymandered it that way. The Democrats don't care about Eastern Montana, so they just wanted to write off Eastern Montana and say, we'll just let the Republicans have that seat. But the Democrats desperately wanted a win in Western Montana. So they gerrymandered the Western Montana Congressional District in their favor, in hopes that they might be able to pull off a win in Western Montana. So this Western Montana congressional seat is very important, because the Democrats gerrymandered the seat in hopes that they could win there. Here's what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson had to say. He, in his remarks Friday in Billings, he talked about turning on Fox News. He was down in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week, turned on Fox News, and heard their latest polling when it comes to the congressional races.
This is 48 hours ago, roughly, and the poll says that for the House races, they anticipate that we have 211 safe Republican seats that we can count on. We have 205 safe Democrat seats that will be elected. They say there are 19 toss-up seats in the middle, okay? I think a couple of these seats in Montana are right on the edge there. When Ryan says the majority and thus saving the Republic runs through Montana, he is not exaggerating. We have to win both these seats. This is not just for your state, it's for the future of America, and that is not an overstatement. But I believe if it goes well, Fox says, you know what, on a good night, if the Republicans have a good night on November 5th, they can have a 13-seat majority in the House of Representatives. I think that's about right. And then look, anything can happen. We're going to run like we're 10 points behind. Democrats are going to raise more money because they got Hollywood and billionaires overseas and everybody else up. But it's grit, determination, and a good stewardship of the funding that's going to allow us to win these races. And we have extraordinary candidates like these two guys. They're going to get it done. Over on the Senate side, the Vegas odds are about 82 to 85% Republicans are going to take the Senate back. Now, we don't – that's right. That's right. Now, the big question is, we don't know yet if we're going to have a 51-seat majority or like a 54, 55. And Tim's race will decide that margin of victory. How many of you know we need more than a one-seat majority, okay, in the Senate, all right? Tim's an extraordinary candidate. He's going to be great. Youth, enthusiasm, grit, man. He checks all the boxes, and it's going to be awesome. And I believe Donald Trump is going back to the White House. And I'm telling you that he's ready. I'm not going to talk all day about all this. I could, but I'll just say this. I was with him at the convention less than a week after he was shot in the face, okay? Getting shot in the face. Right, Rand, you hadn't quite been shot in the face before. Okay, but you've been in a lot of battles. That'll make a man think. about his legacy, about history, and about the divine hand of providence. And President Trump and I were talking about the divine hand of providence. And that weighed on him heavily. You could see the countenance on his face if you watched the convention. I mean, he's processing all this. I believe that he has been raised up. I believe Romans 13, the Bible is very clear, says, you know, all those in authority are ordained of God. They're raised up by God. And I've talked about this with President Trump. I believe that this is his time to lead the country again. And at the most fateful moment in the modern era of the nation, we need strong, steady hands on the wheel. And I believe Donald Trump will do that. I really do. I really do.
All right. And then he talks about Kamala Harris and the price fixing plan, the price fixing all out socialism communist plan that she unveiled, even getting attacked by the liberal media. He went on to talk about that. We can share more highlights of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson at the rally in Montana Friday. Get to that later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I think we've got Ashley Smith Thomas previewing the Democrat convention coming up right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, let's jump right into it. I mentioned we have a great lineup of guests. We've got Kash Patel joining us in a few minutes. We've got at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Chris Ingot, Purple Heart veteran with Concerned Veterans for America Montana. They're doing a town hall meeting for veterans tonight. We're going to do a little bit of a veterans town hall of our own coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. He's also going to have, as I understand it, Darren Selnick with him. Darren Selnick covered veterans issues in the Trump White House. So he had a front row seat to see, you know, the policies of Donald Trump that got the VA moving in the right direction. And now we can all see how the VA under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester as chairman of the VA committee, how you know, VA healthcare is moving in the wrong direction once again. So we're going to get into that and more in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, great to have Ashley Smith Thomas with us. She's a political strategist and the founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA. Ashley, great to have you back on the show. You know, looking at the DNC coverage thus far, they've got their pro-Hamas sympathizers in the streets. Local businesses had to board up their windows. They know if the Democrats are coming to town, the criminals are coming to town. So they're bracing themselves. How symbolic, huh?
Very much so. First, you know, thank you for having me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're talking about these massive protesting. They are predicting that 100,000 protesters are going to show up. Predominantly, the protesting is surrounding the pro-Palestinian movement in terms of trying to get a ceasefire in place and to free Gaza from Israel. And so a lot of the Hamas and Palestinian sympathizers will be marching in the streets. There's already a wall that's been built up around the United Center. There's been concerns. There's been some reports that some congressional leaders that are going to be flying in from D.C. Are nervous to be attending the DNC just in terms of protection going from their hotel to the convention center. So it would just be very interesting to see what happens this week. But hopefully it won't get too crazy for the sake of the businesses. They've already had to board up their windows. And some of the businesses that are near the United Center have already told employees to take this week off to work from home. So it's very telling that their safety and security is at risk. And the Democrats are placating the protesters as usual.
Yeah, and, you know, for a lot of these Democrats who are full-time, they've spent their lives being community organizers and political activists or career politicians. They have no idea what it's like to run your own business and to rely on a day job that has to pay the bills. And so, oh, yeah, just shut down for a week. No big deal. Just take the week off. I mean, that can be make or break for small businesses.
Absolutely. And I think that just goes to show really how the Democratic Party is out of touch with reality, but more so it just makes it even more inevitable of how out of touch Kamala Harris is of just not really understanding how economics works and how business works, and let alone how all of this impacts your middle income, middle class Americans and those that are needing to work for that paycheck. And so, again, you know, you look at what's happening at the DNC this week. It starts today. It ends on Thursday, and their whole theme is joy. I mean, they want everyone to show up at convention with great enthusiasm and such joy. But I'm not sure that that enthusiasm and excitement around the DNC is going to hold if this protesting escalates that they're predicting to happen this week. So hopefully, you know, the mayor of Chicago can get everything under control and try to help maintain calmness, as well as the governor. And again, it'll be just telling to watch and see what happens this week as they try to push the narrative at the DNC about freedom. I know today their theme is For the People, in which President Biden and Jill Biden are expected to speak along with the Chicago mayor. You know, tomorrow on Tuesday, it's a bold vision for America's future. That's the theme. And that will be former President Obama. He'll be speaking, as well as the Illinois governor. Wednesday, the theme is A Fight for Freedoms, which VP nominee Tim Walz will deliver his acceptance speech. And then Thursday, you've got For Our Future, which is the theme, which VP Harris will accept the nomination for president.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how, you know, they're bringing Joe Biden in today, and today's going to be the, okay, let's do the golf clap for Joe Biden. And even though Kamala's been with him every step of the way with these destructive policies, let's bring Joe Biden in, give him the golf clap, tell him how great he is, blah, blah, blah. And then, boy, they are quickly ushering him out of there. They don't want him to be seen for the rest of the week, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, really, it's a shame of how everything has transpired and about this whole transition that has occurred. And so, you know, when you look at it, you can honestly say that Pelosi, Schumer, and Obama created a coup against Biden. They get him out of the way because there's a lot of reports that indicated that he was threatened that if he didn't step out of the way, that they would invoke the 25th Amendment against him. And so to salvage his career, it's like, you know what? Okay, great. I'm just going to step aside. And then you've got Kamala Harris, who got anointed and appointed to this position. She didn't even fight through the primaries. Her name wasn't even on the ballot. And then now all of a sudden, she's a Democrat nominee for possibly president. And so it's just really unfortunate that this has happened. So if I were Biden, I wouldn't want to stick around the convention and look at the people who worked against me and remove my name from the ballot. And so I don't blame him just being the first one in and first one out. At the same time, it also goes to show that the blatant disrespect and disregard that the Democrat Party now has towards Biden. They didn't even try to fight for him. They didn't even try to fight for him to stay in his position and to continue seeking re-election. Instead, they usher in Kamala really quickly. And then now you see this major shift within the Democrat Party, in which Biden used to resemble more of your moderate. He started to lean more progressive since he took the White House. But now you have someone who's running on the Democrat ticket that's going to shift the Democrat Party to even a more radical progressive movement, especially with her VP pick being Tim Walz, who let his cities burn during the George Floyd protesting in 2020. As governor of Minnesota, he did nothing to stop that. The destruction of businesses, he didn't care. And so that, you know, I just think it's interesting and ironic when you look at, you've got Kamala and you've got Tim Walz. She would bail the protesters out of jail. He was for the destruction. And yet look at Chicago, here comes the protesters. And so I just find it kind of ironic and symbolic of what her presidency would be like should she be nominated in November.
Yeah, and it's also interesting, Liberal Senator John Tester, who is, behind in the polls, facing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy here in Montana, he is so afraid to even be seen at the Democrat National Convention, not because of all the crime and the pro-Hamas protesters that are on his side of the aisle. He just doesn't want to be seen because it would be a reminder of how he has been at lockstep every step of the way with the crazy policies of Kamala and Joe Biden. So he's not even showing up because he is so afraid and so desperate to try to get reelected. Even though he's with these guys every step of the way, he doesn't want to be seen with them this week at the DNC.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. And I think, too, we're going to even see probably some other Democrat leaders from Capitol Hill that are probably not going to be there, and especially those who are up for re-election, because by aligning with it and aligning with the DNC, aligning with Kamala Harris means that you are in lockstep with their policies, and her policies are destructive. I mean, look at the economic policy plan that she revealed on Friday. I mean, that will tank and impact our economy in such a negative way. She and Tim Walz will drive America's future even further into the ground. So how can Tester even align with that? Because how can he offer hope and prosperity to the American people and to the folks of Montana when he's aligned with that, when her policies are incredibly destructive? I think what we're going to see here at the DNC is she's going to probably try to smooth over her economic policy, because a lot of liberal, even liberal media, was challenging her, quote, opportunity plan on Friday, in which it would cost about $2 trillion to implement this. So that's over about $2 trillion in added onto our debt. And then what she wants to offer is putting a cap spending on corporations such as grocery stores to help curb inflation on produce. And what that's going to do is it's actually going to cause prices to skyrocket even higher, and that's going to cause supply to go low. So who's going to be the ones impacted? The consumer. Then on top of that, you've got, then she wants to offer a $25,000 towards new homeowner buyers, so that way they can put $25,000 down on their new home. Well, where's that money going to come from? That's going to come from us taxpayers, just like how she is and Biden are pushing for the continuation of student loans to be paid off, that the government's paying it off. Well, who's paying for those loans? We, the taxpayer. So what does that mean? It means she's going to increase taxes. The notion that she's going to go after the 1% billionaires and tax them. No, the ones who are going to be impacted by that is going to be your low class and your middle class. And eventually we're going to have a two-class system of your lower class and your elitists. And the ones who are going to be negatively impacted is going to be your middle class American.
That's
she thinks
right.
She can resonate with them, but she can't.
Yeah, no, that's right. I love the Washington Post headline. When your opponent, and coming from the Washington Post especially, when your opponent calls you communist, maybe don't propose price controls. I mean, if you think it's painful now, wait until she is able to put price controls in effect. Ashley Smith Thomas, great to have you as always. Thanks for being with us on this Monday.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we talk about painful grocery prices, painful gas prices. Well, some of you have other types of pain. You've got arthritis, you know, that bone-on-bone constant pain. And you'd love to spend the next couple of weeks before Labor Day getting out and getting another hike in or doing some golf, because, it seems like after Labor Day, you never know what can happen with the weather. But you can't get out there and enjoy all the stuff that you love to do because you've got pain in your hips or pain in your knees or pain in that shoulder. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics, especially if you're somebody who's looking to get over the pain the natural way without surgery and without those painkiller drugs. QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative medicine, where they take the healing properties in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. We got Cash Patel up next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have Cash Patel on the phone lines any second with us here. And Les Travis, are we supposed to call him or is he calling us? Either way, should be with us here any a minute now. So let's talk about this U.S. Senate race here in Montana. Obviously, we had a whole week worth of some incredible events and rallies. Isn't it interesting that, you know, Republicans are more than happy to put their policies on full display, to bring their leadership here to Montana, to say, hey, this is who we stand for. This is who we vote with. This is who we stand with. And meanwhile, liberal Senator John Tester doesn't want to do the same thing. Now, he stands with Kamala and her crazy policies. He's this Walz and his wacky stolen valor and the lockdowns he enforced in Minnesota and the way he destroyed Minnesota. We know that John Tester stands with him every single step of the way. But see, he doesn't want to come be honest about it back here in Montana. So that's why he's in hiding right now. Heck, NPR of all places, National Public Radio, even did a story where they mentioned how John Tester isn't doing any interviews. We're in the middle of what they call the August recess. And John Tester isn't even working. He is hiding out. He's not doing his job as a United States Senator. What should he be doing? He should be going out and meeting with Montanans. He should be doing what Governor Gianforte and Congressman Zinke did on Friday. Answering to his constituents. Taking your phone calls. Taking your questions. You guys have heard me offer that before. You've heard me offer that before where hey, look, if John Tester is too afraid to take questions from me, first off, I don't know why he would be too afraid. We're nice. We're respectful to anybody that comes on this show. Yeah, we might ask him questions that he's not going to get asked by NPR or some of these liberal TV stations, but he still gets a chance to say his piece. And you get a chance to hear what he has to say. But he just is too afraid to take questions from you, the people of Montana. Montana GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy is challenging Democrat Senator John Tester to several more debates. This after the latest credible poll shows the Navy SEAL veteran widening his lead over Tester by 6 points. And as you may recall, Sheehy had a dominating performance over Tester back in their first and so far only debate back in June during the Montana Broadcasters Convention. Sheehy is challenging Tester to more debates. Full details at MontanaTalks.com. We do have Kash Patel now with us on the phone lines. Kash, an honor to have you on the show. I tell you what, every time I've seen you in the national news media, I've been a big fan of your efforts. So thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, I'm happy to be on the radio in Montana. I love the western states. I'm just a little south of you in Nevada.
I tell you what, I was reading more of your official bio. I knew that you had served as chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense under the Trump administration. But, man, what an incredible bio you've got with a background in counterterrorism. I think, did I see at one point, you were like the Justice Department liaison officer for JSOC. So you've got a very distinguished background in the national security space.
No, it's very nice. But for me, it's where I got to meet great people like Tim Sheehy and amazing special forces operators and get on the front lines to make sure we get these guys everything they need. So happy to support Tim and his Montana bid. We got to take that state back red.
Yeah, it's the most important Senate race in the entire country. Speaker Johnson said this again on Friday. President Trump has said the same thing. Many of us believe, especially our fellow veterans, seeing all these blinking lights all over the world, like even the current FBI director has pointed out, the Biden-Harris Tester policies have got us on the brink of World War III. What's your take?
It's a little scarier than that. I hate to say it, but I think we're already at World War III. Remember, President Trump, when I was running his national security mission over at the DOD or at the intelligence community, we wound down out of multiple forever wars. When Harris and Biden came into office, they allowed World War III essentially to take off in two places, in the Ukraine and in Israel. In the Ukraine, after Vice President Harris met with Vladimir Putin, do you know what he decided to do the next day? Invade Ukraine. And after Biden and Harris gave $7 billion to the Iranian regime and the Ayatollahs, the number one state sponsor of terror in Iran, you know what they did? Just a few months later, invade Israel. So these people have brought us to World War III, and there's only one man that can bring us out of it.
You know, it's crazy. President Trump, and you were there, I mean, he was working to bring about world peace, peace like we'd never seen before, peace agreements between these Arab countries and Israel, and finally standing up to the terrorists in Tehran. And now I was just talking with a friend who has spent several years living over in the United Arab Emirates. And she was telling me how the place is just crawling with Russians and crawling with Chinese right now. Just crawling with Russians and Chinese because of the way that Biden and Kamala Harris went in and destroyed that peace process.
Yeah, this is a detrimental effect to the United States of America with what are supposed to be our number one allies in the world, in the war on terror and so many other issues in the oil sector and everything else. And instead, what are they doing? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't even make the call sheet anymore. Joe Biden gets stood up on the runway in Riyadh and is forced to wait for hours for even being received by a kingdom and a country that used to be our top ally in the region. Because they don't care. They don't fear a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris anymore. And it's not even that. They don't respect them because they offer them nothing because they have no diplomatic skills or international WASDA left. And so what do? They turn to our adversaries and make trade deals with them and talk about shipping weaponry and machinery to Iran and talk about doing oil trades with Venezuela and Iran, all of those which are only going to hurt the United States of America. And it's all happened on Harris and Joe Biden's watch because it's really simple. They have no policy to get back on the world stage and make sure America is at the number one position it needs to be.
From your perch as the chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense, overseeing our incredible American military and her troops, seeing what you saw under the Trump administration to what you're seeing right now under the Biden-Harris administration, how big of a contrast is it?
It couldn't be wider. It couldn't be more stark. I mean, it's really simple. Look, President Trump prioritized the no-fail mission of the United States, the defense of this country, by going out and taking out al-Qaeda senior leadership, by taking out the emirs of ISIS, by bringing home American hostages, by taking on the narco-traffickers both at the border and south of it, by shutting down the slave trafficking and taking on CCP fentanyl and so much more. Oh, yeah, and ending the forever wars. Those were his priorities. Pretty simple, pretty apolitical, and he let us run with it because he had so much WASP on the world stage to help the diplomatic negotiations that we were able to put in the operations behind it. And what did Joe Biden do? His first movement of the Department of Defense, first movement for the Harris-Biden administration for DOD, was on climate change. You can't make that stuff up. Then they went on to DEI. Then they went on to white rage. When you have your Department of Defense crushed by its politicized leadership, you hurt the men and women who bravely wear our uniform every day. And that's why we need to send folks like Tim Sheehy to Montana. I mean, Montana has got to be a Republican state, and it's going to be the Senate seat that breaks the back of the Democrats. We're going to send President Trump to the White House, but he's going to need a Senate majority with brave warriors who've actually fought in combat, unlike the guy in the Harris-Waltz campaign who lies about it, to serve in Washington because he's going to go there and put the American people's interests first. We are not going to start more forever wars on the watches of Donald Trump and Tim Sheehy.
Yeah, you know, I first got to meet Tim Sheehy and his wife, Carmen, when they first got out of the military and started creating jobs here in Montana. And what incredible people. So when his name first started showing up, I was like, this guy's incredible. Big fan of his very early on because I already knew them and what they did for their fellow veterans. But I think for those who were maybe initially skeptical, when they got to see him speak and hear his message and his passion for this country at the Trump rally, I think they're all like, wow, no wonder this guy became the U.S. Senate candidate. I mean, it's just impressive. But we need him to win to save this country right now.
No, you're absolutely right. We need him to win. We need Carrie Lake to win in Arizona. We need Sam Brown to win in Nevada. We need Bernie Moreno in Ohio. We need McCormick in Pennsylvania. We need to win all these critical Senate races. This is what we need to tell Americans. It's not just the presidency. We need to take a bigger majority in the House, take over the Senate so that we can deliver a Trump agenda with laws and budget and appointees, most importantly maybe than anything else, to serve his administration and serve his needs. And we got to defeat the deep state. And we're going to need guys like Tim Sheehy to do that. It's very real. The deep state is fully operating across America to weaponize justice, intelligence, and politicize the defense of this nation. And that's why I'm out there campaigning championing the President Trump agenda wherever I can. And I'll come up to Montana I can. And I'll tell you what, I'll do a free screening of my new movie, Government Gangsters, up there that Steve Bannon just released based off my bestseller.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Government Gangsters.
Well, we got to get you to Montana.
Put together, we'll come up and see you.
We got to do that. We got to get you to Montana. Cash Patel, I got to take a quick break. If you can join us for a few more minutes, stand by. If you got to run, we understand. We greatly appreciate your time. Cash Patel, back after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I mean, if she mentions the 2025 agenda one more time, I don't even know what the 2025 agenda is. People think I know. I'm like, I'm not paying attention to it. Donald Trump has been put together by people that claim, well, I think Donald Trump knew all about it. Donald Trump says, I have no idea what it is, and I've never read it, and don't even know who the people are that put this thing together, and has denounced it, says he's not supporting it again and again and again, just like she lies about Donald Trump's position on abortion. She's lied about that repeatedly, and it's pretty unbelievable. But we're now in a situation where what she wants is a complete dismantling of the greatest economic system ever designed and created by man.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or a military discount. One discount per household.
Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we got to see if we can get Cash Patel back here to Montana. That'd be a great event. Government gangsters. I know I wrote it down. Did I remember that right? Is that the title of your book and movie that Bannon's put out now? I tell you, Cash Patel, that I think Montanans, we already get it. We got it before President Trump even started talking about the deep state. We already understood the concept because we've seen the way, you know, federal government bureaucrats have abused their positions of power to target our timber industry, to target farmers and ranchers. I mean, it's just the same concept, but just different government agencies with different targets.
No, that's why I have to write government gangsters, because it's plug and play. It doesn't matter if you're talking about weaponization of law enforcement for attacking people based on their religious beliefs, or whether it's about going after your natural resources, or whether it's just putting people in prison so they don't espouse the beliefs of an America First agenda. They're coming after you. It's not a Republican or Democrat thing either. It's a Washington, D.C. swamp thing where the leadership in these agencies has been so weaponized that they don't care about anything but staying in power and putting more money in their bank accounts and adding titles to their egos. And you are on the front line in Montana seeing what they're doing to our beautiful natural resources and trying to take away that industry from you that you own, that you live in, that you operate, from someone from 3,000 miles away in Washington is trying to dictate to you and try to use law enforcement and the courts of law to take that away from you. That is the deep state, and it's been present in every state, and that's why Donald Trump launched my book, Government Gangsters, and called it the roadmap for 2024 and the blueprint to wiping out the deep state. That's why Steve Bannon was so taken aback by it, I think. We made a blockbuster film that just released 2 weeks ago. Go to warroom.film. You can see it. Or I can come to Montana and watch it with y'all.
Better yet, better yet. Well, we had General Michael Flynn here in Montana recently. Got to watch him, his film, and hear him talk about that. That was incredible as well. Yeah, about a couple of minutes to go here. Man, there was something you just said, and then I got distracted thinking about the film. Oh, it's about how they literally have the wolves guarding the hen house here. So you could talk about the Iranian perspective, where here we have people that are in charge of Iranian policy for the U.S. federal government that have security clearances that have been spying on behalf of the Iranians, and some of them still hold positions of power. And then on top of that, we have Tracy Stone Manning running the Bureau of Land Management, even though she was connected and lied about her role with an eco-terrorist ring in Missoula, Montana back in the 90s. That's the people they put in charge.
you can't make this stuff up. And it might sound like a fiction, a spy thriller that's supposed to be just on the big screen in Hollywood with the rest of the liars. But it's not. Look, they've got Department of Defense officials communicating with the Iranian government running our special operations community at DOD. Her name is Ariana Tatabayan. She has a security clearance, and she was caught emailing the Iranian regime before she got this position, and it's still there. Robert Malley, the number one envoy for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to Iran, who was supposed to obtain peace and make sure Iran didn't get a nuclear weapon, actually was booted out of the administration and had his classification security clearance removed because he was caught by the FBI doing something untoward. Now, the FBI won't, of course, tell us what it is, but I can guess what it is. And there's so many others. Mahar Batar, pro-Palestinian guy who's running intelligence at the White House, is literally the number one intelligence officer at the White House for Harris and Biden, and he's been caught on video multiple times talking about pro-Palestinian movements and how about the division in Iran between Israel and Palestinians is a good thing. These are folks that are working there, not to mention the fact that Harris gave Iran $7 billion and has allowed them to proceed toward a nuclear weapon, and nobody in the mainstream media is questioning the number one thing we should be defending against when it comes to terrorism is Iran and their capabilities for a nuclear weapon. All they want to do is make another deal and make more money and
John Tester has earned the nickname Tehran John because he has supported this crazy pro-terrorist Tehran policy every step of the way as well. Kash Patel, keep us posted if you make it to Montana. It'd be great to have you here in person. Thanks for joining us.